Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which is now bigger and better than ever. For there are two big additional pages of comics in the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. There was only one hitch in the final negotiations between Jim and Inspector Channing of the FBI over Jim's acceptance of the case in which he was to uncover a plot to sabotage the Panama Canal. That hitch was Jim's insistence that Channing hire Kitty St. John to act as Jim's secretary on the case. Although, like Jim, Channing admired Kitty's courageous efforts to support herself when her fortune was swept away, Channing hesitated sending a woman on such a dangerous mission. But he finally gave in, called the restaurant where Kitty worked as a waitress, had her come in for an interview, hired her, then called Jim and told him everything was settled. Jim immediately dashed over to Channing's office to arrange the last-minute details of the trip.
Well, here I am, Channing.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Jim.
So you managed to get Kitty St. John okay, eh?
Well, now, it wasn't as easy as all that, Bradley. We came within an inch of not getting her to agree. You know, she's a pretty sensible, level-headed person.
What'd I tell you? But tell me, what was wrong?
Well, you see, I explained to her we had a special agent going to Panama that needed a confidential secretary, and she'd been recommended for the job.
You didn't say who recommended her or who she was going to work for, did you?
Of course not, you fathead.
Fine.
Well, anyhow, she warmed up the idea very quickly. I questioned her on her knowledge of Spanish, and she passed that easily. Speaks fairly good French, too. Then came the bombshell.
What?
Well, I said, naturally, she'd have to take dictation, shorthand, and be able to handle a typewriter. Well, you should have seen her expression change. Face dropped and her chin sagged. And she got up slowly and started for the door, saying she was sorry, but she guessed she wouldn't do. No shorthand or typing.
Well, it was tough, but you didn't let her get away, did you?
Well, not quite. Although she was going out the door before I could think up another idea to hold her. Well, I jumped up and told her to come back. But I had another offer that she might be qualified to accept. Knowing Spanish and being able to talk and translate, she'd make our agent a very valuable assistant. Would she accept that? Well, she did. So I told her to go home, pack, be ready to leave at 6 a.m.
Nice going, Inspector. Fast thinking. Now, you say we're to leave at 6 a.m.
That's right.
How and where?
By plane, from the municipal airport. We've chartered a special plane for it. You'll go from here south to Los Angeles. There, over the border, southeast to Mexico City.
Boy, you certainly do things up right. Private plane, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's the way I like to travel. Oh, but say, who meets Mrs. St. John tomorrow morning and puts her on the right plane?
I do. I'll be there to see you off. I want you and your man Kolu to get aboard early so that when she arrives, I'll escort her to the plane, put her aboard, and signal a takeoff.
Then I bob up and surprise her with the news that I'm to be her boss on the trip. Huh?
That's the idea. Well, once we get her in the plane, it'll be too late to change her mind in case she's too proud to accept help from you. You'll both be on your way, and my mind will be at rest. Been a tough job getting a final acceptance out of you.
Well, you've got it now, Inspector. I'm all ready to start. While I can't give a definite decision as to the final outcome of this case, I promise you that I'll do everything to break this case and bring that traitor to justice.
After his meeting with Channing, Jim made a hurried shopping tour for supplies and equipment. At dawn, he was at the airport checking and supervising the loading of his baggage and supplies. Inspector Channing arrived just after the plane was loaded.
Well, see, you're on the job early, Jim.
Right.
What's the matter? Afraid you might miss the plane?
No, I just wanted to be out here and see that all my baggage and equipment was safely stowed away. I didn't want to leave anything behind. You know, there are no shops where we're going, and we can't replace things very easily.
Yes, you're right there, Jim. Everything all okay?
Yep, except the few personal things I'll need on the trip going down. Cola will put them in the plane when we take our seats.
Well, your friend Mrs. St. John is due here any minute now, so unless you want to spoil the surprise, you'd better get aboard out of sight.
Okay, Channing. I'll say goodbye to you now. Now, don't expect to hear from me too soon. I might delay reporting to you until I've thoroughly surveyed the situation.
Okay, Jim. Suit yourself. I won't worry about a little delay. Now, you have a list of our agents with whom you can communicate if necessary. They're all 100% reliable. Although we haven't advised them about your part in this investigation, no one knows you're even coming.
Fine.
Well, so long, Jim. Have a good trip. Best of luck in your job, and safe, quick return.
Thanks, Inspector. And so long now. Hope to see you soon. You better hurry up to the gate up there and find my assistant. Okay, Colo. Bring those things aboard and get in.
Yes, Colo.
Okay, pilot. You can start to warm up your motors. There's one passenger to come, and I'm going to get her right now. Should be able to take off in, 10 minutes or so.
All right, sir. All right, Simpson, let's warm her up.
Oh, there you are, Mrs. St. John. Looking for me?
Why, yes. You told me to wait for you here. What will I do about my baggage, Mr. Channing?
I'll take care of that at once. Porter.
Take
this lady's luggage out to that chartered plane over there at gate number 7. One of the officers will put it aboard.
Yes, sir, right away.
There's your plane over there warming up. Better get started.
Yes, Mr. Channing. Oh, but how about the rest of the party? My boss and the others.
Simpson.
Where are they?
Well, they're all here. They were out here before I was, seeing that all their supplies were safely loaded. That new boss of yours is a stickler for details. Nothing gets by him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you feel about starting out on this big trip? You don't seem very excited.
No, Mr. Channing. A few months ago, I might have been, but not anymore. I've been through so much in the past 4 months that I've become sort of hardened to excitement. I'm beginning to take things in their stride, keep my head and take the breaks as they come.
Well, that's a swell attitude to take, Mrs. St. John. Keep it up. You'll need that kind of courage on this trip. It's a great opportunity for you.
I realize that, Mr. Channing. And I'm deeply grateful to you for giving me the chance.
Oh, don't mention it. Here, wait, I'll open that gate for you.
Thanks.
Oh, there you are.
Mm.
There's the plane down at the edge of the runway, see?
I don't see anyone around the plane except that porter and one of the flight officers. Where is my mysterious boss? I thought he'd be on hand to be introduced to me so that, well, at least we'd get acquainted before taking off. Seems kind of funny he wouldn't want to meet me first. After all, it is going to be a long trip, and I must say I don't quite like the idea of flying off to Panama with a total stranger.
Oh, come, Mrs. St. John. I thought you took things in your stride. Not getting nervous or suspicious, I hope.
Oh, no, not at all. It's just natural feminine curiosity to want to at least get a glimpse of the man who's going to be locked in a plane with you for several thousand miles, even if he is an FBI official.
Now, don't be in a hurry, young lady. You'll have plenty of time to get acquainted with him. And take it from me, you'll like him a lot. Great fellow. You two will hit it off as perfectly as the rhythm of those, well, as those plane engines there.
I don't doubt that. Just the idea of jumping in a plane and thrusting myself at someone I've never seen before or heard of before and saying, well, here I am. Don't you know me? Why, I'm your new assistant, Kitty St. John.
Well, it won't be as abrupt as that. I have described you perfectly in every detail. He'll be on the lookout for you, and I'm sure he'll put you at perfect ease. Well, here we are. You better get aboard. The pilot's all ready to take off. Officer.
Yes, sir?
The baggage all stowed away?
Yes, sir. As soon as the young lady is aboard, we'll take off.
Surely they could hold the plane long enough for you to come in and introduce me before we take off.
No, no. Besides, we're late now. No time for formalities.
Oh.
Yep, in you go, Miss St. John.
So long.
Hope you have a nice trip and a safe journey home.
Thank you.
Okay, officer.
Yes, sir. All right, Jerry. Slam the door. I'll catch it from the inside.
Bye.
Bye, sir. So long, Jerry.
Good trip, Bill.
Bye. All clear.
The long concrete runway, up into the air, the big passenger airliner takes off on the first leg of its eventful journey southwest to Mexico. What happened inside the cabin of the airliner when Kitty St. John went in and discovered who her new boss was to be? And in the excitement of the preparations for the big case, has Jim forgotten Lil way down east on her parents' farm? Has he written her regarding his decisions to help Kitty St. John by securing her a place as his assistant? If so, what will Lil's reactions be to this move when she was refused a place in the expedition? There are dangerous complications in the answers to these questions, so don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.